Thank you so much for tuning our way today, and may God give you a very special blessing as we look at the Word of God in 1 Peter chapter 3. We're going to verse 15 very quickly, but I want to look back at verse 14 for just a moment to remind you what we were speaking of last week as we finished out the program last week. Now, verse 14 says, "But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." What an encouraging verse of Scripture. But now the condition there is that you be suffering for righteousness' sake. Not that you be suffering for your own sake, or because of your own mistakes, or because of your own actual ignorance or stupidity in the things that you have done. Now, I do believe that if you're suffering for Jesus' sake, that is, you're being persecuted, and God is using this persecution in your life and in the life of the one who may be persecuting you. And even if you are suffering physically, and you're doing that as you're suffering physically as a result of a trial that the Lord is giving you to show others how good the Lord is and how much the Lord helps in time of need and in time of trouble, then I believe God will keep you happy and that God will bless you and that you do not need to be afraid of anyone who might talk against you or even try to harm you. But on the other hand, let's be sure that it's for righteousness' sake. I'll give you a brief example so that you'll know what I'm talking about. One time, many years ago, a young lady in a church where I was holding evangelistic meetings was all disturbed and torn up, and she was weeping, and she had the pastor and his wife all stirred up and concerned because she had lost her job. They had actually fired her from her job. Well, I felt sorry for the girl, and I began to ask questions, and I found out, she said, "Well, I'm suffering for Jesus' sake. They fired me because I'm a Christian." Well, I began to ask a few questions. What did they say was the reason they fired you? And she said, "Well, they said that I was passing out tracts and talking and witnessing to people on the job, and so they fired me. And I'm suffering for Jesus' sake." I said, "No, you're not suffering for Jesus' sake." I said, "You're suffering because you have not been obedient to the Word of God." Now, she looked funny at me, and the pastor and his wife looked funny at me. They thought that I'd gone off my rocker. But I have not gone off my rocker. If you are working for a company or an individual, and you are getting paid a certain amount per hour or per job, and then you leave that job while you're still being paid for doing the job, and you spend that time in passing out tracts or going about over the office or the factory or wherever you may be and witnessing for the Lord and using that as an excuse to get away from your job, then, my dear friend, you have broken one of the laws of God, because the Lord Jesus says that the servant is to be under his master, that he is to be faithful, and that he is to serve him faithfully. You see, any right, rather, does not make a wrong. Two rights don't make a wrong, and one wrong don't make a right. There's no way it's either right or wrong. Well, now, it's right to pass out tracts, but it is not right to leave your work, your job, that you're being paid to do, and spend that time doing something else. You see, well, preacher, you're supposed to pass out tracts, and you're supposed to be a witness for the Lord. Yes, and you'll find plenty of time to be a witness for the Lord during the lunch hour, during the break, after the workday is over, at the home of the individual that you want to witness to. There are many, many ways that you can witness. But if you are suffering and have lost your job, or you are have been fired or you are being reprimanded at your job because you are using boss's time, the job's time, to do something else, whether it be pass out tracts or whether it be to drink a cup of coffee, whatever it is, then you are robbing from that man, you're stealing from that man or that company, you're stealing from them that which you have promised. You are stealing time from them. Now, I hope you can understand that. That would be suffering for foolishness or for stupidity, maybe even for ignorance sake. But yet, God will allow you to continue to suffer for ignorance sake because the Bible has the answers for you. But if you are suffering for Jesus' sake, if you're suffering because you are taking a stand for God, because you refuse to get involved in the gambling pools at the office where you work, because you refuse to drink at the office parties, because you refuse to listen to the smutty, dirty jokes that are being told in the office, because you refuse to do that which is contrary to God, to steal and to rob and to change figures and do anything else that you're told to do that is definitely wrong according to the law of God, and you suffer for that, then you're suffering for righteousness' sake. You're suffering for doing that which is righteous and that which is good. And it's with that kind of suffering that the Lord promises to be your help, to be your happiness, to keep you from being afraid, and to take care of you. He says, neither be troubled. So don't be troubled about your job. Don't be troubled about what someone thinks of you. Don't be troubled about anything, because you know and realize that you have done the job that God has commanded you to do. Now let me go quickly to verse 15 and we'll get it started today. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Now I think that's understandable. I don't think you need to stumble over the word sanctify. For instance, the word sanctify means to separate. Separate. That's to come apart, to be a certain, to live a certain kind of life that is contrary to those around you who are not living the Christian life. But he says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Now, you know, and I know, that God is already sanctified, if we could use that term. He is God. He is totally righteous. There is no sin, and he will not allow sin. He will not condone sin. He will not get involved with sin. So there's no way we can sanctify the Lord, and that's the reason the apostle puts in here, in your hearts. In other words, you separate the Lord and put him in the proper place in your heart. On the inside of you, God must mean more than anything else or anyone else. And you'll find that God will step in and your Christian life will be one of joy and peace.